Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello and welcome to Scapy Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan D. White, and I am here to introduce this very special episode. This is the final episode of our Hamlet extravaganza. Five acts, one act at a time. We're here on Act 5 of Hamlet. Probably the most famous ghost story of all time, even though the ghost hasn't really been around so much recently. All right, so before we get to the main event, we have to recap what happened so far for those people who have not been listening to Hamlet thus far. To do that, we have the person who listened to the last act of Hamlet, the previous act, I should say, who is, of course, a creepy person I don't like, called Jordan Robot. Mr. Robot.
Hello, Jordan. How are you today?
I'm good, but can you just say the thing you need to say and go away?
Yes, I can do that.
Hamlet is the Prince of Denmark. Before the play begins, his father dies, and shortly thereafter, his mother marries his uncle. As the play begins, we see that Hamlet's father is coming back as a ghost. When Hamlet meets up with his father's ghost, the ghost tells him that his brother killed him. The uncle who is king had in fact killed the king. Hamlet swears revenge, but for some reason decides to pretend to be crazy before he does so. The members of the court seem convinced that Hamlet is upset because he's in love with Ophelia, for some reason. After various misadventures, Hamlet sets up a play that echoes what happened in real life with his father and his uncle. It freaks his uncle out. His uncle sends him to England. Before leaving, he kills Polonius. That's Ophelia's father. Don't worry about it. Upon his arrival in England, Hamlet is to be killed, but before that happens, his boat is taken over by pirates, who he then befriends, and comes back to Denmark. Meanwhile, Ophelia has gone crazy because Hamlet has killed her father. She ends up throwing herself in the river and drowning to death. Her brother is pretty upset about that. As Act 4 ends, he and the king plot Hamlet's death, saying that Laertes, the brother, will challenge him to a duel. They will poison Laertes' blade so that Hamlet will die if he is struck by it. The king says he will poison Hamlet's drink so that even if he wins, he'll still die. And thus, we begin Act 5. That was very reasonable summary, not that entertaining. Thankfully, Scape's version was a lot better.
I'm sorry, my version is a million times better. Like, I would do it. I'll tell you my version.
No. We don't have time for that. You did your version, and it took lots and lots of time. If people want to hear your version, that's what the recordings are for.
Yeah, but I would just
No. We're just doing Act 5. Jordan Robot, that was a very scholarly, informative summary.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. Now leave. Go.
I shall go now. Thank you.
Yes, go, please. Okay. So, Scapey, you ready for Act 5?
Yes, of course I am.
Good. Well, let me bring in our guest listener. You just heard him on Ultimate Debatatorium losing. This is your friend and mine, Lord Vanton Zest.
First up, I would just like to say that that was not a defeat, for that did not even happen. Don't worry, my later time travelings will completely eradicate that entire result, because, quite frankly, I do not feel comfortable having lost to a blithering, rambling idiot, like whoever at present Samuel's character was.
Well, listen, you can time travel all you want, but that's not gonna help Hamlet in the situation he finds himself in.
That is what you think.
All right, well, it's good to have you on. Whether you end up winning or losing Debatatorium as time marches on. You ready for the Act 5 of Hamlet?
I am fashionably ready for this Act of Hamlet.
Excellent. The Tragedy of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, by William Shakespeare. Act 5! Okay, so, once upon a time, Hamlet was a dude. Remember all that stuff that the robot said? Okay, that is how it starts. But then, we're in a graveyard, okay? And there's these two dudes, and they're digging graves. And they're like, hey!
Are they digging the graves in an appropriately fashionable outfit?
Well, they're probably covered in dirt, I would imagine.
That is so plebeian. Continue.
I think they were covered in dirt. So they're digging the graves, and they're like, are we going to bury this girl in a graveyard? And they're like, yes. Oh, that's weird. Yes. The king says that we have to, so we're going to. Is that okay? Yes, okay, good. So then one of the grave guys says, hey, do you want to hear a joke? And the other one's like, sure. And he goes, okay, who builds a house better than the person who builds a house? And he's like, the guy who builds the place that you get hung on because you get killed. Because a lot of people get killed, that's why. And the guy's like, yeah, that's a good answer, but that's not the right answer. The right answer is a grave digger, because that's where you put dead people. That's a funny joke.
But I don't understand. You don't live in a coffin if you're alive. How can that possibly be comfortable for anyone except dead people?
That's right. Graves are for dead people. He was right. You only put dead people in a grave. So that means it's better than a house.
I really do not understand your logic, but,
Well, think about it this way. Where do you find dead people?
In cemeteries, in graves, right?
You find them in a house?
Well, know unless you're freaky or weird.
Right. So they have, like, they must be really, have really strong opinions about where they go. And they're like, house, that's not as good. But a grave, all right, I'll be there. So.
Oh, those greedy bastards. They figured out that the graves are the better places to live, so they already skulked off in that direction. Meanwhile, the rest of us are stuck in somewhat less comfortable houses. Oh, I bet they have the latest and greatest in personal amenities in those graves. We've got to get ourselves set up with some of those.
They think they're really fashionable, I think.
Oh, even better. You're incentivizing me far too much, Skate.
Well, you should try to get a grave. But before that, let me tell you what else happens. So, there's these people digging the graves, and one of them leaves. And then Hamlet comes in, and he's like, I'm Hamlet. How's it going? Horatio. Horatio's there with him, too. And Horatio's like, okay, how are you? And he's like, good. So, the guy's digging a grave, and he's singing, and, like, digging up dead skeletons while he's singing. And Hamlet is like, this dude is digging up dead skeletons and singing. That's not right, because those dead skeletons deserve some respect. Duh. And Hamlet's like, what is this dead guy? This could be a lawyer, maybe. But he's dead now. And now he doesn't have any lawyering to do. What do you think?
You know, it could be worse. They could have dug up an alchemist. Now, alchemists are tricky people. I would know because I am one. And I have this much to say. If I were dead, I would certainly booby trap my grave. Just so if one of these crazy singing fools comes upon my grave and tries to dig me up while singing some sort of jaunty tune, they will be in for quite a surprise. Oh, it will be curtains for them.
Well, that's true because this guy is digging his grave and Hamlet goes, hey, whose grave is this? And the guy is like, it's mine. And Hamlet is like, okay, stop making stupid jokes. Whose grave is it? For reals? And he's like, it's mine because I'm in it, so meh, 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 meh. And Hamlet's like, who are you digging it for? Who's gonna go in it later, you jerk-ass jerk? And he's like, somebody who's dead. Duh. And the guy's like, look, it was a woman, but now she's dead. So, that's what it is. And Hamlet's like, okay, fine. Jesus, you're a jerk. Okay. How long have you been a gravedigger? And he's like, since Hamlet was born. Coincidentally, I don't know that you're Hamlet, but since Hamlet was born, that's how long. And he's like, oh, that's weird. He's like, yeah, yeah. Why is that weird? And he's like, well, I don't want to tell you that I'm Hamlet. So, anyway. So, 30 years. You've been a gravedigger for 30 years? And he's like, yeah. You know, Hamlet, he was the prince, and now he's been sent to England. And Hamlet's like, oh yeah, why did he get sent to England? And the guy's like, cause he's crazy, duh. And Hamlet's like, is that your friend? And he's like, yeah.
Well, it could just be that Hamlet came to England to get the newest and greatest in fashions. We are quite a source of great fashion and alchemy.
Well, he didn't make it to England. Remember? I said he was on his way to England, Jordan Robot said recently, and then he got taken by pirates.
And that is why Denmark is still centuries behind us in terms of fashion. Their prime emissary just never arrived, thus preventing Denmark from having any sort of ability to catch up to us whatsoever. I hear their alchemy is also centuries behind us, too.
That's too bad, because if they had alchemy, maybe Hamlet could have used it.
Yes, he could have engaged in shenanigans, alchemical shenanigans against the king. Always the best way to fight an evil despot.
But he couldn't, because he didn't have it. So, Hamlet's like, so whose skull is this? This one I'm holding right here. Whose is this? And the guy's like, oh, that's Yorick. He was a jester. And Hamlet's like, oh, dude, I know that guy. I kissed him one time. Don't tell anybody, but I did. But at that time, he did not smell like he does right now. He smells really gross right now. But I did kiss him one time.
Oh, how fabulous.
So then, basically, what happens is Hamlet is just cracking jokes with this dude in the graveyard over the dead things, which, by the way, Hamlet was like, you shouldn't joke about dead things, and now he's joking about dead things, but okay. And then, what happens, but the king and the queen and Laertes and people start coming in with like a funeral, walking down the funeral time and bringing in dead Ophelia.
Oh, how fabulous. They're having a graveyard party.
Well, it's a deadness party. A funeral is like sad that somebody's dead. Do you not know about funerals? Have you never been to one?
Well, yes, but we also have fabulous graveyard parties in my time.
Well, maybe they were going to have one of those later, but for this time, they're having a sad party.
Sad parties are no fun. I mean, It's even in the name. It's designed not to be fun. Why would they be having one?
Because, remember what I said? Ophelia is dead. So, Hamlet's like, oh, look, there's some people. Let's hide and watch them. Ha ha. And Horatio's like, okay. So, then Laertes comes out and he's like, oh, I'm sad about it. And Hamlet is like, what? That's Laertes. What is he doing? And Laertes like, sad. And the doctor, I don't know why there's a doctor. She's already dead, but the doctor is there and he's like, she's dead.
Oh, I've met him a few times in my travels.
The doctor?
Oh, of course. Same line of work, kind of.
Well, he was like, she's dead. Totally dead, for reals. That's super sad. We better bury her in the ground. And Laertes is like, moo, 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 no, no, I don't like it. And doctor's like, too bad, she's dead. And Laertes is like, oh, my heart is breaking and stuff like that. And Hamlet's like, is that, are they talking about Ophelia? And the queen is there, and she goes, oh, Ophelia, we're sorry about all that, and Hamlet should have married you, but I guess he didn't, so whatever. And Laertes is like, yeah, this is sad. I'm super, super, duper sad. Wait, don't bury her yet. I have to jump inside of the grave, and then you can bury me in the grave with her. That kind of indicates, by the way, that we were right about the fashionable thing, because he's like, I want a grave too.
Oh, yes, but it's so gauche the way he's doing it. I mean, he's not even getting in the coffin properly. He's just going to have the dirt flung upon him. He's going to get dirty and all nasty. He's going to ruin his wonderful outfit.
You're right, but think about it. He ends up with a grave of his own. That's cool. And then you know how you know it's cool is that Hamlet comes out then and goes, what is all this? You are not going to jump in that grave and river because I am sadder than you are because she was my girlfriend. So it's me, Hamlet, and I'm the saddest of them all. And Laertes is like, that's BS, you're wrong. And Hamlet's like, I'm not wrong. And so they fight. And they're like, oh, I'm sadder than you. I'm sadder than you. No.
Oh, did they use any alchemy in the fight? Did they manage to, I don't know, transmute some branches and perhaps use them as makeshift swords?
I think they transmute their hands into fists.
Oh, that's such an easy trick. I do that at least 20 times a day as a part of my exercise.
Yeah, but it's a magic trick. I can't do it.
Just keep going with your alchemy lessons and maybe one day you'll be able to.
Maybe. But then the king is like, break it up, break it up. Okay, guys, break it up, break it up. And the Hamlet's like, I will fight him forever. And the queen is like, wow. And Hamlet's like, because I loved Ophelia. And he's like, nobody loved her like I loved her. And I'm like, I did! Me! And the queen is like, dudes, everybody, this Hamlet is really getting crazy now, guys. Let's just leave him alone. Let him do his thing. We'll finish the funeral. And Hamlet's like, no! I do what I want! I'm Hamlet! And I'm gonna do whatever. So... And then he leaves.
Now, in my time, when people show a sufficient level of lunacy, we just simply bleed the crazy out.
With what?
We just cut a vein or artery open and we allow them to bleed the crazy out.
Well, that's kind of what they wanted to do. Remember, they were going to poison him with a sword.
Well, we don't try to stick poison in him in the process. That would be kind of detrimental. I mean, sure, it would get rid of the crazy, but then you have brand new problems to worry about. These people just seem like total amateurs in the form of medicine and an applied medical science.
Well, maybe, but all I can say is if you stick somebody with a sword, that will kill them.
Or just bleed the crazy out.
Slash kill them. Same thing.
And you get upgraded to better real estate in the form of these very fashionable graves.
Exactly true. So, Hamlet then, like I said, he left, and he's talking to Horatio elsewhere. And he's like, oh, Horatio, so did you want me to tell you about, like, how I got back to Denmark or what? And Horatio's like, yeah, how did you get back to Denmark? And he's like, well, I'll tell you. So I was on a boat with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern sailing to England, okay? And one night, in the middle of the night, I got up and I crept away. Around and I went, hey, what is this? What is this letter that they're going to give the king of England? What should it say? Okay, let me look. And the letter was like, hey, England, when you get this, do me a favor, just kill Hamlet, okay? Thanks. And I was like, what? That's me. Why is it? Who's going to kill me? Why am I going to die? Well, because the king wrote this letter. So, I was like, okay, I'm going to replace this with a new letter. The new letter says, Hey, England, when you get this, kill Rosencrantz and Guildenstern instead of Hamlet. Don't kill Hamlet. Okay, thanks. Bye. Love you, Denmark.
Oh, Denmark loves England now, doesn't it?
Well, apparently, but. So then he put that in Rosencrantz and Guildenstern's pockets, and they're like, oh, we've got this letter. And then, before they got to England so he could watch them get killed, the pirates came, etc., etc. So that was what happened. And then all of a sudden this dude came in, named Osric, and Osric is like, hey, Hamlet, I gotta tell you something. And Hamlet's like, okay, I gotta tell you something. You have an ugly hat. What do you think of that? And Osric's like, yeah, you're right. So, anyway, Laertes wants to fight you in a sword fight because he's like, I'm a better sword fighter than you are. And, the king says he's gonna bet that you're gonna win. What do you think of that? And Hamlet's like, what? Why? And he's like, well, maybe because you kicked his butt at his sister's funeral. And Hamlet's like, well, maybe. Maybe that's why. Anyway, what if I say no? And the dude's like, I don't know, Hamlet. Will you just do the fight? And Hamlet's like, okay, I'll do the fight. So they go to the fighting place. And Hamlet goes, okay, guys, before we have a fight, I just want to say some things to Laertes. Laertes, let me tell you, who really got you mad? Was it Hamlet? No, I don't think it was Hamlet. Why not? Well, because think about it. Hamlet is crazy. And if Hamlet's crazy, it wasn't Hamlet who did it. It was his craziness that did it. And his craziness hurts him too. So you and Hamlet are like, should be best friends going, oh, we hate Hamlet's craziness. Hamlet's craziness sucks. Oh, we hate it. So that's what I think you should do. Just be friends with Hamlet, okay? Laertes. And Laertes is like, dude, you're Hamlet. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, okay, I forgive you. But I want to fight you anyway, okay? And he's like, sure. Let's fight. I will be the sword. And Laertes is like, no, I have a sword. This one. This is the one I'm going to use. And he's like, oh, okay, well, that's fine. And the king's like, all right, Hamlet, go Hamlet. I'm kidding. I don't want Hamlet to win. Hamlet, go Hamlet. And Hamlet's like, you're betting on the wrong side. I'm not that good. And so they get ready to fight, and the king goes, okay, guys, I will drink to Hamlet, because Hamlet is, like, super cool. Go, Hamlet! Chug, 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 chug. And Hamlet's like, thanks, dude. Settle down. But okay, let's fight. And they fight. Fight, 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 fight. Hamlet wins! One out of... They don't pray to one, though. They pray to, like, you know, best out of three, I think, or something. Hamlet's like, I got you! And Laertes is like, you didn't! And Osric is like, he did. Come on. And Laertes is like, okay, fine. Let's do another one. And the king goes, wait, before you go, Hamlet, check out this pearl that has poison. No, I mean this regular pearl without poison in your drink. Bloop, have a drink. And Hamlet is like, well, I'll tell you what, I'm not thirsty yet because I just started. But maybe later. And the king's like, just have a little sip of it. And he's like, no. He's like, okay. So then they fight again. And Hamlet goes, I got you again. And Laertes is like, all right, yeah, you got me again. And the king's like, Hamlet's going to win. And the queen goes, yes, Hamlet's going to win. Hamlet, check it out. I'm going to drink that the king wanted you to drink. Because I'm happy for you. And the king goes, queen, maybe you should not drink it, though. Because you shouldn't. For reals. And the queen's like, I'm thirsty and there's a pearl in it that is not poisoned. Why don't I just drink it? And he's like, please don't. And she goes, well, I'm gonna. Glug, 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 glug. She drinks it. And the king is like, oh, crap. That was the poison drink that she just drank. This sucks.
Oh, looks like someone's going to get some better real estate soon.
Well, probably, because she drank the poison. So, then Laertes is like, okay, this time I'm going to get him. And the king's like, whatever, dude, I don't think you are. And Hamlet's like, let's go, come on, let's go. And they're fighting, and they're fighting, and it's like, no, nothing. And they're fighting, and they're fighting. And Laertes gets really vicious, and he just goes, screw this! And he stabs Hamlet with the braid. The poison braid, remember? And Hamlet's like, oh, you jerk! And he grabs Laertes' sword, and he goes, I'll get you too! Hada! And he stabs Laertes with the poison braid, but he doesn't know it's poison. And then the king is like, stop him, stop him, stop him, stop him! And Hamlet's like, no, come on, let's fight! I want to fight some more! I'm ready to fight some more! And then Osric's like, the queen is falling over! And the queen is like, I'm dying! Help me! And then Hamlet's like, what's wrong? What happened to you? Why are you dying? And she goes, the drink was poisoned! Oh my god, I'm gonna die! Don't drink it because it's poison. door. And Hamrick goes, what? Who did this? Rock the doors. I'm going to find out who did this. And Laertes goes, Hamrick, you are dead. And no medicine could save you because of poison. And same for me. We're all going to die. And you want to know why? And who poisoned you and me and your mother? It's the king. But I helped him. But it was really the king. And Hamrick goes, what? I'll kill you. And he kills the king with the poison too. And everybody's like, oh crap! And he goes, I'm killing you, you bastard! You killed everybody! I hate you!
This is so gauche. I mean, who kills in the middle of a dinner party slash fencing match? Yes, you're eating and you're stabbing at people, but please be civilized about it.
Well, but his mother just got killed.
Still, no excuse to just be brandishing about your poisoned blade and be like, oh, I'll kill all of you, I'll kill all of you. Come on, let's engage in fisticuffs with swords.
Well, but if his mother, what if your mother was dead?
Well, that wouldn't be very fabulous.
Well, can I tell you something?
What?
You're from the past, so that means your mother is dead.
Well, is she at least in a fashionable grave?
Probably, I don't know. Unless some crown dug her up and replaced her with somebody else, like in this one.
Oh, I will give that Brickend what for. Where is he?
That was the guy at the beginning of their act. He was digging and he was like, digging stuff. He's in a graveyard somewhere.
I didn't know he was digging up my mother.
He was digging up Yorick, but he probably dug up your mother too.
Where is he?
Denmark!
Excuse me for a second.
No, I need you to finish the story first.
Oh, come on, it doesn't take long to get to Denmark from here, does it?
This is New Amsterdam, not Old Amsterdam.
Why did they change it?
I can't say.
All right, continue.
Okay, so Hamlet's like, kill. And the king is like, dead. Basically, he dies. And Laertes goes, Hamlet, good job killing the king. That was really cool of you. Listen, I'm sorry that I helped, but now I'm gonna die too. And he dies. And so then Hamlet's like, this sucks. Okay, Horatio, I'm gonna die too now. The queen is dead. King is dead. This dude's dead. Everybody's dead. And now I'm gonna die. So, you have to stay alive. And tell you what, I want you to remember all of the story that Scapy just told. And I want you to tell it to everybody that you know. A lot. Because if I'm gonna die, I still wanna be famous. And Horatio goes, okay, I will tell everybody. And Hamlet goes, okay, give me the poison. I'm gonna drink the poison because I'm just gonna die now. And then he hears shooting. And he goes, who's shooting? I thought that everybody was dead in here. What's going on?
Oh, there's shooting at a dinner party and fencing match now. What has the word come to?
I know. It's just not very fashionable. But Osric is like, oh, remember a million years ago in like part one and part three of this thing? There was a guy called Fodenbra who was going to Poland to fight about Poland and Poland sucks and he was going to take it over. Remember that? And Hamrick goes, yeah, I remember that guy. And Osric is like, well, that guy's back. But now he's fighting with people from England. I don't even know why. And Hamrick goes, okay, dude, I can't stick around to hear about this England stuff because I'm going to die. But don't do me a favor. When Fortinbra comes in, tell him that he's now the king of Denmark as well. Okay? What do you think of that? And now I'm dead. Bye. And Horatio's like, I am sad that Hamlet is dead for reals. And then Fortinbra comes in and goes, I have a question. Why is everybody dead? And Horatio goes, well, I'll tell you. It's a really long story. It's about five acts long, but if you hang out a minute, I'll tell you. And then the ambassador from England comes in and goes, hey, everybody! Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead, just like you wanted.
Oh, he bettered me in the most ceremonial, fabulous garb ever. Is he?
Absolutely. He is. He's wearing peacock feathers on his head, and he's wearing paisley jumpsuit.
Oh, paisley was so last month.
Oh, this takes place last month.
Oh, that's... Okay, then I guess it's a period piece.
Yes. So from England, he comes in and says, I'm fashionable, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead, and Horatio goes, well, tell you what, the king is dead, so he's not here to hear your message, and he didn't send a message anyway, so... Start off. And Fortinbra goes, all right, so you're going to tell the story, and Horatio goes, yes, I will. And Fortinbra goes, awesome. Do me a favor, everybody, clean up all these dead bodies, because this is my house now, so... Thanks. The end.
Well, we all know who got the better house out of that arrangement.
Well, Hamlet, because he got the grave, because graves are better than houses. We already learned that.
Exactly.
Perfect. So, I think everybody learned a very clear lesson from Hamlet, correct?
No, not really. I didn't really learn any lessons whatsoever.
Well, no, but if you think about it, because here's the thing. When you hear a scary story like Hamlet, the part that makes you scared is like you're supposed to learn from it. So think about how scared it made you.
Well, I suppose there was one part that did kind of scare me a little. The part with all the Danish people who were so backwards on fashion and alchemy. Perhaps that is the lesson we should take out of this, and that is that the Danes should not be left to affect manners of fashion and alchemy, or else they'll just kill each other and then move to nice houses underground.
No, that's not the moral. I will tell you, I told the whole story, okay? So I understand the scary moral of the whole thing, and I will explain it. You ready? The scary moral of Hamlet is, make sure you kill the guy right away, or he will kill you a rocks. Because here's why. Hamlet, they should have just killed him right at the beginning of the show. Because Hamlet lived through the whole show, everybody died. He was like a scary killer.
Maybe he was the good guy and the rest of Denmark was the bad guys. I could get behind that because I myself know what it's like to be in a world all by myself, being constantly challenged by unfashionable, uncharismatic bad guys.
No way, dude! Hamlet was the bad guy because think about how many people he killed. Ophelia and Polonius and the king and Laertes. He's like, did you ever see Friday the 13th from Jason?
Well, he didn't really kill Ophelia, did he? He just kind of sent her off to a nunnery somewhere.
No, he said that, but she didn't go. She went crazy instead, and then she killed herself.
Well, that's just insubordination. Insubordination kills.
But he killed all the other ones direct. He was like, stab. He didn't kill his mother, but he did try to, like, wrestle with his mother earlier, and the ghost was like, don't hurt her, but then she died anyway. I think Hamlet is the bad guy, and he's scary.
I think due to his time, at least on the way to England, he is at least somewhat more versed in matters of alchemy and fashion than the Danes are, and thus I say he's a good guy.
Oh, that actually even proves it. He's on his way to England, right? And what happens? He meets pirates, and he becomes friends with him. Who is pirates gonna like? A good guy? No. Pirates like a bad guy.
I've befriended quite a few pirates in my travels, and I must say that what you're speaking of right now touches on a popular myth that pirates hang out with bad guys all the time. They actually hang out with good guys because they realize how awesome good guys are.
Did you ever hear there's a phrase that goes, I think, something like this. If you don't know who the bad guy is, it's you.
Well, then, I'm sorry to tell you this, Scape, but you are indeed a bad guy. You are a villain, as they say.
No, I meant you're the villain! That's why I was talking about you!
But I already know who the bad guys are. The bad guy's quite obviously you.
I am the good guy! I am the protagonist of the show. I tell the story. You're the antagonist!
Me? I am the protagonist. I just won a debatatorium tournament.
No, you lost the debatatorium!
Well, funny thing that, once I'm done time traveling, I will have won the debatatorium tournament.
But the time travel only gets to time travel if he's a winner.
Poppycock. Those are just myths as well.
Well, as of right now, you're a loser. If you become a winner, maybe I'll change my tune.
And then become a villain, as you rightfully deserve to be, right?
So you're saying I'm not a villain?
Not yet. But once I get done with my time traveling...
All right, guys, all right. Lord Zest, if you can time travel back and change Frank Allen's mind about debatatorium, feel free to do so, but I don't see that happening anytime soon, especially since Frank Allen is incredibly stubborn. But Scape, you think Hamlet is a bad guy?
Yes, clearly.
Well, it's your show, so... Is it still a tragedy if the bad guy dies at the end?
Yeah, because everybody else died too!
Okay, that's fair. Alright, well, Lord Dust, thank you for being on the show. Do you want to say anything before you go?
All I have left to say is, that grave digger in Denmark, I know where you live. You will not be safe from me that much longer. My advice to you is, shorten your suffering by putting my mother back in the ground, and perhaps I shall go easy on you once I track you down and find you.
That is quite threatening and intimidating. And I guess, based on Scapey's evidence, you'll have to look for him at least a month ago in Denmark, right?
I have a time machine, Mr. Jordan.
Mr. White, but thank you. All right, so Scape, that's the end of Hamlet. What did you think?
It was pretty good, but everybody, if you think that was scary, come back to the next episode where this show is going to be even scarier than that. Much scarier than that. Much scarier!